So in Bhakti it is said that intention is more important than action, but then Maharaj Janaka had a good intention to give charity, and yet because of a mistake he was cursed and he had to become a lizard. Yes, actually at that time Maharaj Janaka was not exactly practicing Bhakti. He was doing Karmakanda, and Karmakanda means one does material fruitive activities, punya for getting good fruits. So in that, what he did was primarily material for material gain. He wanted to go to heaven, and that's why after the whole pastime happens, then he is after his curse. You know, what do you want first? Do you want to go to heaven, or do you want to get a lizard's body? That's what he asked. So idea is only those two options are there for him: heaven or punishment. So he is operating in material consciousness, and he is doing punya for getting the swarga. Now, when one does karma kanda at that time, because it's material, because in one sense it's material technology. No, so if I work on a computer, now I may have very good intention. I want to maybe help you in your take your computer and operate it. I want to help you in your computer, but by mistake I press a delete command. The computer is not going to see my intentions. It's just going to execute it. So like that in Karmakanda, it's more or less like a technology. So it is itself. It doesn't look at the intention. It looks at the whatever is the action that has been done. So we have similarly. Atvashta, he chants one mantra wrong, and then his son, who is meant to kill Indra, becomes killed by Indra. So in Karmakanda, that fear is there, that even a small mistake can lead to hugely wrong results. So in Bhakti, on the other hand, if we actually chant properly, if we chant not able to chant properly, and some people may not be able to pronounce, say, Chinese people often not able to pronounce Ram. So Halle Lam, they say. Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Lord accepts. Because here, it's not so much of material technology meant to manipulate matter. It is actually loving love that is to be expressed. Because love is expressed, the reciprocation for that is done by the Lord based on the intention. So, that's the two pastimes. The principle for Bhakti does not apply for Karmakanda. And the two are different that way.